Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about what really matters for long-term investing. Today we're diving deep into General Mills, ticker GIS, a consumer defensive name that's been navigating some real headwinds lately, but still throws off a solid dividend. Let's start with the big picture. General Mills has seen its stock pull back sharply over the past year, down more than 30%. Even as the broader packaged foods industry held up a bit better. That kind of move often creates interesting entry points for income-focused investors, but we need to understand what's driving the results and whether the valuation makes sense now. The company operates across cereals, snacks, convenient meals, pet food, yogurt, and super premium ice cream, with roughly 80% of sales still coming from the United States. Management has been pushing innovation, think new natural color versions of Lucky Charms and Trix, while also leaning into brand investments that they believe will flip from headwinds to tailwinds over the next couple of years. Scale is a clear advantage here, yet the recent numbers show consumers trading down and category growth slowing. Looking at the revenue breakdown for fiscal 2025, snacks led the way at about $4.2 billion, followed by cereal at $3.1 billion, and convenient meals at $2.8 billion. The pet segment contributed $2.6 billion, while dough and baking mixes added another $4.3 billion combined. Geographically, it's still very U.S.-centric at $15.8 billion versus $3.7 billion outside the states, which means domestic consumer sentiment and pricing power remain critical drivers. On the earnings front, fiscal 2026 came in soft, with revenue slipping to $18.4 billion and a reported net loss of $87 million, or negative 16 cents per share, after what looks like some one-time items. Compare that to the prior year's $2.3 billion in net income and $4.12 per share, and you can see why the stock has been under pressure. Gross margins compressed to around 33% as input costs and mix shifts weighed in, though free cash flow stayed healthy at $1.6 billion, supporting the dividend. Management commentary from the third quarter call highlighted ongoing strategic investments in brands and innovation, even as near-term consumer behavior remains cautious. They noted mid-single-digit declines in some categories, but pointed to pricing discipline and portfolio mix improvements as longer-term positives. The tone was realistic about macro pressures, yet confident that recent brand spending will start paying off in the back half of the fiscal year and beyond. From a balance sheet perspective, total assets sit near $30 billion, with stockholders' equity around $7.4 billion, giving a debt-to-equity ratio of about 1.5. The current ratio is just under 0.6, reflecting the working capital dynamics of a food company, while return on equity came in at roughly 24% on a trailing basis. Free cash flow yield near 8.6% and a dividend yield of 6.8% stand out as attractive for income investors, provided the payout remains sustainable. Our model puts fair value somewhere in the low 40s, with the current price hovering around $35. That leaves a potential gap of maybe 20% or so on the upside, though we always stress that small changes in growth assumptions or discount rates can swing the target by $10 or $15 in either direction. Forward multiples look compressed relative to history, which makes sense given the decelerating top-line trend, but the dividend yield offers a cushion while we wait for stabilization. Turning to the SWOT view, strengths include the company's massive scale and a portfolio of iconic brands that still command shelf space. Weaknesses center on heavy U.S. exposure and recent margin pressure from promotional activity. Opportunities lie in pet food growth and continued innovation around natural ingredients, while threats include private label competition, shifting consumer preferences toward value, and broader macro softness in packaged foods. On the price chart, GIS has underperformed both the sector and the S&P over the past 12 months, with a one-year return around negative 30%. The six-month window shows a decline of nearly 18%, though the most recent month has seen a modest rebound of about 14%. Volume has stayed elevated around 9.5 million shares on average, suggesting the move has attracted both sellers and opportunistic buyers. All in all, General Mills looks like a classic defensive name that's priced for some pessimism right now. The dividend is compelling, cash generation remains solid, and the valuation gap versus our rough model estimate could offer a margin of safety for patient investors. That said, execution on brand investments and a pickup in category growth will be key catalysts to watch. If you're building a long-term income portfolio and can handle some volatility, this one deserves a spot on the watch list. Hit the like button if this breakdown helped. Drop your questions in the comments, and I'll see you in the next one.